You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's on your mind, knucklehead?
Make your way over to my personal Facebook page. Just search Shut Up Jeremy on Facebook. And I posted a video there this morning. And the a photo this morning. And the caption on there is, "This here is the biggest marketing lie in the history of marketing lies."
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of the gingerbread houses on a box that we purchased from the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then my completed gingerbread house in front of it.
Uh-oh.
And I will tell you right now that the gingerbread house never, ever comes out like what's on the box. The picture that's on the box.
Yeah.
But yet we do this every year. Every year, we still make our way to the store. I think it was Walmart or something. And Nicole's like, "Oh my gosh, we should do gingerbread houses again. The kids are going to love it."
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it ends in tears.
Yeah.
Every year, it's a pile of crap sitting on the plate. I believe Reed even cried this year when he was doing his because it was not staying together. It just kept falling apart.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, the ones on the box, the picture, are done by Primo, like world-class bakers that wield that icing bag. They have to be hot glued together, super glued, gorilla glued, something. There is no way that they create those gingerbread houses on the box with the ingredients that they put in it. And just take a look at mine and how it ended up. It's a pile of crap.
It's bad. It looks like a really, really funny photo that I saw said to take any gingerbread house fails that you have, like yours.
Yeah.
And they said all you have to do is insert a dinosaur. So what they did is they took like a T-Rex character and they stuck it in the middle. So it looks like the T-Rex has knocked down the gingerbread house.
That's spot on, man.
And that's probably what you should have done.
Isn't this the biggest gimmick of all time? I mean, it's got to be up there. The people at these gingerbread factories pumping these things out for people to do.
I feel like it's best if I just don't comment.
Why? Are you like an expert or something?
Me? Oh, no.
No.
I want to send you a picture, but I don't want to send you a picture.
Whose is it?
Don't make me talk about this because you and Nicole already...
There were tears. My children were crying, Dom, because of the gingerbread house. And we did mini houses this year. We didn't even buy the big, you just do one. We're like, oh, let's try the mini houses this year. How hard can it be?
Cute,
they're little tiny walls, little tiny roofs.
Didn't Nicole's turn out okay?
I mean, she did
okay.
Yeah. It looked...
I saw the pictures of hers.
You know, there's never enough frosting.
Well,
you got a gingerbread expert in the house or something?
Okay, so listen. The way I see it, we're going on vacation. You got all this time for you to forget about it. And I can already see Nicole, if she's listening, flipping off, you know, the radio or Alexa. But Gretch and her daughters made a gingerbread house.
Okay.
And they did not buy it at the store or a box or whatever. They just made everything from scratch.
Yeah.
And decorated it like you wouldn't believe, including melting Jolly Rogers in the oven. Not Jolly.
Ranchers?
Jolly Ranchers. Why did I say Jolly Rogers? That's pirates.
Yeah.
They melted Jolly Ranchers in the oven and they create stained glass windows.
Oh, don't send me this.
Do you want to see the picture? They take little Tootsie Rolls and they cut them up and cover them, and it looks like logs for the fireplace stacked outside.
That's adorable.
It's pretty out of this world. And
but that's different. When you have time and you can do it there in your kitchen.
Where did you do it? In the bathroom?
Maybe no, that's but the it's problem. Like, we do a quick kit and call it a night, you know?
Well, maybe. It seems like it would be easier with a kit than by doing it like rolling cutting it into I still have the piece of paper where Zoe designed the house with dimensions. It's like an architect's layout.
Yeah.
And I saw that when I was walking through the kitchen. I go, "What then?" They go, "That's the design we made for it." And all right, I
well, just send it to me because it sounds so good.
pretty spectacular.
But I do think if you are creating one on your own, you have unlimited amount of candy and icing and
you think
gingerbread.
Do you think there was stuff at our disposal that was nowhere near your disposal? Is that what you're saying?
I do, yes. How did she hold it together? Are there toothpicks in there?
I can add, no, I don't think so. She cooks something on the stove and then dips the baked gingerbread sides of the houses in it in the bottom, and it acts as a glue, but it's not glue.
Oh, yeah, there. That looks nice.
So you can see if you expand the windows, you'll see that there are Jolly Ranchers that are melted and put into...
Somebody's been on Pinterest.
I don't know. I think she might have posted it on Pinterest.
Oh, my gosh. That's well done.
Totally
different than my pile.
Here's the funny thing, is that you guys did this on the same night. So I had walked through the kitchen and saw this, and I was like, wow, that's pretty spectacular. And then the very next morning, you're like, I made a gingerbread house.
They're the worst things ever.
And I was like, do I want to share hours with them? I don't think so.
Is that peppermint bark steps?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it leads like there's...
Oh, my God.
The little Tootsie Rolls stacked up as logs, I thought, was a nice touch.
Now, let me ask you, are you going to eat it?
No, that's the thing. They say that you don't want to eat this. That's why they made the gingerbread cookies at the same time. So they made cookies to go along with this.
So essentially...
Which are out of this world.
Not only are gingerbread houses stupid...
You don't eat them.
They're a complete and total waste of resources and time, essentially. And ingredients. It's a pile of food waste.
I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that.
You're going to take this beautiful house and end up throwing it in the trash.
That's correct. I admit.
So again.
Now, all the candies that they use to decorate it, I might pop those.
I guess you could pop the ones off the roof and eat it. But still. No, that is really nice. She did a good job. I like the little firewood logs. That's cute. Mm-hmm. She did a good job. You guys suck.
Look, for the record,
there has to be hot glue in there or something.
No, you know what? I'll text her. I'll text her and find out what it is.
But I believe you.
Here's the thing. Full disclosure, I had zero to do with this. All I did was walk through the kitchen a couple times while they were working on it.
Mm-hmm.
You at least rolled your sleeves up and dove in.
Went into it. That's nice. That's great. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas.
You hope my gingerbread house burns down, don't you?